I am harmonious and balanced. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. I am harmonious and balanced. My world is harmonious and balanced. Everything is harmonious and balanced if I am harmonious and balanced. So often, we allow ourselves to feel sorry for ourselves, or we allow ourselves to get inharmonious and unbalanced, and then we look at the world and we see it not harmonious and balanced, and we say, what a terrible world. And, of course, we are the ones who created it. We are the ones who look at the world and see it balanced or see it not, see it harmonious or see it not. How can we go about living in a balanced and harmonious world? How can we go about living in a world that is filled with love and peace and harmony and joy and goodness? How can we live in a world that's our ideal world? I have many people coming to me from time to time, and they hate their fathers, and they hate their mothers, and they hate their sisters and brothers, and they hate their family, and they hate their husbands and wives, and they hate their children, and they hate their government, and they hate, oh my goodness sakes, do they have hates. And I say to them, okay, now, individually, you now have a task. I want you to go away and sit down, or whatever you're going to do, take a pencil, paper, and write down what you think is the ideal government, the ideal family, the ideal husband or wife or children, the ideal mother or father or sister or brother, the ideal associates that you have at work, the ideal whatever is in your world. Right now, just and each for each of us, it's different. Now, you're working on having an ideal brother. My goodness, because your brother is such a snotty-ass kid. So, you want the ideal brother. Now, how are you going to get the ideal brother? Well, you're not going to get the ideal brother by thinking about the brother that's not ideal. You're only going to think about the brother that's ideal, and then you got a chance. So, sit down and write what you think is going to be the ideal brother. What you think is going to be the kind of brother that you would love to have and that you are. The kind of brother that you are and that you'd love to have. Now, what kind of brother would you like to have? What kind of a brother are you? Are you the kind of brother that other people would say, that's the kind of brother I'd like to have? Oh, if my brother were like that, wow. You know, and can you say that? Now, it takes a few minutes, hours, days sometimes. Just go off by yourself, take this as a project, and begin to say to yourself, I have the ideal brother, and the ideal brother is this, that, and the other thing. Now, what is the ideal brother? Now, in the first place, you don't even know, because your brother's not ideal. He's a schnook, you know? And everybody else has a schnook for a brother, you know? All the world is filled with schnooks. And so, you want the ideal brother. Well, you haven't got much to compare with. Well, start looking at yourself. Are you the ideal person? Are you the ideal person? And would you like it if your brother was as thoughtful as you are, as kind as you are, as unconditionally loving as you are? Oh, you're not kind and thoughtful and unconditionally loving? Well, would you like it if your brother were that way? If you had a brother who was that way? Kind of interesting, wouldn't it? Be kind of fun to have a brother like that. How would we get a brother that is so unconditionally loving, so thoughtful in every way, just so fabulous? Well, one of our students, I told her to write about her father that she was having some trouble with. And I said, now, look at your father and look at all the things that you'd like to have about him that are ideal. What would your ideal daddy be? What would your ideal father be? What would he be like? Now, you look at your father and you say, if he did this, or if he did that, or if he was this way, or if he was that way. Now, when you start looking at that, now, if my father were just more caring about me, If my father were just more generous with me, if my father would spend more time with me, if my father would be more loving to my mother and have a happier family, if my father didn't give everything to my brothers and sisters and gave me a little bit more, you know, gave me a little bit more of his love and attention and kindness. And then, as she wrote these things down, she found out that her dumb father did all those things. He did all those things. Maybe not in the degree that she wanted it, but in all those things. He was an ideal father. He really was a super father. He gave her lots of attention. He expected the best out of her. He was always looking for her highest good. He didn't want her running around with a crowd of people who was going to be inharmonious and cause her problems later on in her life. He didn't want her to do things that were going to be something that she'd be sorry for later. And he wanted to help her to have good judgment and have good balance and have good arrangement. And she said, you know, my dad's wonderful. My dad is fantastic. And I said, well, did you tell him that? No. You going to tell him? Yes. And so then she went and told her father. She says, you know, Dad, you're the ideal father. You're the ideal father. You really care about me. You really care about my life. You really care that I've always associated with good people, and I'm always doing nice things for people, and that I'm always doing nice things for Mom, and Mom really appreciates that. She thinks I'm just her goody-goody girl, you know. And I never realized that you were doing all these things and encouraging me to do all these things in that perfect right way, and I always thought that you didn't care about me and you didn't want me to do different things. But you always did. You always did care and you always do care. And Dad, you're wonderful. And so what happens? She had a whole new look at her father. And when her father passed away a few days later, she had had a rebirth with him, a re-understanding. Now, if all of us could do this, I tell this to so many people, and not all of them are as dramatic as this girl was, because they didn't all come back and tell me of their experiences. But I kind of think, if they did it, if they did it with sincerity in their heart, they looked at their parent, or they looked at their brother or sister, or they looked at their boss or their world as a world that really cared about them, they'd find that the world really did care. But it cared about them first because they cared about themselves. They cared about being the kind of person that they wanted to have as a friend. They cared about being the kind of person. How can I have harmony and balance in the world? Only when I am harmonious and balanced. Did her father all of a sudden become a balanced and harmonious person? No, he always was. He always was a balanced and harmonious person, except that she was looking at looking at him with the eyes of a little girl who wanted to get her own way. And little girl always wanted to do it her way and be her own self, and she really didn't care anything about anybody else except that she wanted to get her own way. Now, if she had told herself that, oh, no, not me. I'm always very nice. I'm always very thoughtful. Yeah, because you want it that way. Did you ever think of how someone else might want something? Did you ever think of how someone else might feel? Did you ever think about how somebody else might take what you're doing and saying and thinking and being? You know, we don't oftentimes pay attention to that. But the people that I work with, the people who do pay attention to that, the people who come in and say, Herb, I want to get along better with my family. How can I have better relations with my family? How can I have more harmony and more peace, more balance with my family? And I say, well, first, you got to make the biggest hurdle of your life. You got to like yourself. And when you like yourself, you will then begin to look at everybody in your world as likable. You'll begin to look at everybody in your world as the kind of person that you'd like to have as a friend. And then, of course, if you'd like them to be a friend, then, of course, you have to be a friend. You have to be gentle and loving and caring. You have to sit and listen to their woebegone tales and not pay any attention to it. When they're done with them, say, Well, that certainly was an exciting adventure you had, but you were the most capable person to handle it. I don't think anybody else could have handled it quite like you. You really were the master. You made everyone feel good. You made everyone feel that it wasn't so bad. You know, you're really wonderful. And to be that kind of friend, is that the kind of friend you'd like to have for you? It sure is, isn't it? Is that the kind of friend you'd like in your world? Well, you have to be a friend. You have to be the kind of friend you want to be. If you want to have a harmonious and a peaceful, balanced life, you have to be harmonious and peaceful and balanced in yourself. And the only way to be harmonious, peaceful, and balanced is to live your life according to the program you set up for yourself. Now, this girl, since we're talking about that one, we can talk about the others too, but like I say, they didn't all give me the feedback she did. This girl changed her whole attitude about herself and her father. And you know, she changed her whole attitude about her mother and her sisters and everybody in her world. She changed her whole attitude about it. She changed her attitude about her boyfriends, about her girlfriends, about the people in her world. She was no longer looking at them as though they were a toy to bandy about. She was looking at them as real people with real feelings and real emotions and real caring. And she looked at herself as a person who has real feelings, real emotions, and real caring. If you're going to have balance and harmony in your life, first you get to the center of your own being and have balance and harmony in yourself. And when you have balance and harmony in yourself, everything works out beautifully, wonderfully, and perfectly. And all the time. All the time. It's not just a matter of on your happy days. It's a matter on all days. Because you don't have happy days anymore. You don't have balanced and harmonious days anymore. You have the ideal life, which is balanced, harmonious, and happy. And you don't even know it, because it's your nature. If it's your nature to smile at people, you don't know it. You don't know that it's your nature to smile at people. You just go around smiling at people. If it's your nature, and then the people call you so loving, you're so wonderful because you always got a smile on your face, and they don't realize that that's just your nature. And if you go around saying good things about other people, and people say, wow, what a thoughtful, loving person, but how nice of them to say nice things about me, that's just their nature, just your nature. Now, do you want that to be your nature? Do you want that kind of nature for yourself? Well, if you do, the way to start it is just by saying these three words that we all repeat constantly. I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. And when you do that, it's great, because you put that cause in motion and you get that result in your life. Are you ready for that today? Then forget the past. Forget everything. We've been going through our albums looking for some photos of Heinz and so forth, thinking we'd like to have a picture of him on the cover of the next Gist. And we thought, yeah, we'll look up these pictures and check them up. And so everybody's been going into their archives and coming up with all sorts of interesting pictures. And who knows what we're going to end up using. Like Ellen says, we might even do a montage. And is that a bad idea? It's a good idea, isn't it? So just imagine what you're going to be coming up with. Old happy boy Heinz will be living forever in our hearts, as he does. And the pictures of him will be there for you as a reminder of the good guy, the good times, and good way. Just like your good father, your good mother, your good brothers, your good sisters, all harmonious, all loving, all peaceful, all fantastic, all just like you are. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you very much. I love you. I love you. I love you.